I'm WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel. Four employees at the Milwaukee Area Technical College's Office of Multicultural Services were fired on August 20th. Less than 1 week later, students and alumni packed a board of directors meeting. They were there to call out what they see as leaders' cowardice in the face of the Trump administration. Floyd Griffin III is one of the student service specialists fired by MATC.
Many of the leaders driving this decision are themselves leaders of color. This is not just about race in the simplistic sense. It is about a culture of fear and retaliation that's overtaken this institution. A culture so deep that even leaders of color are weaponizing their positions against the very communities they should be protecting.
In a statement to WUWM, MATC said that it terminated the employees to comply with a letter from the Department of Education. The letter indicated, quote, colleges and universities could face investigation and loss of federal funding if they employ race-conscious practices in hiring and other areas. This latest development shows how higher education institutions are being forced to either comply with the Trump administration's demands or risk losing funding. But MATC is a proud majority-minority institution. More than 60% of those enrolled are students of color, and the college's own website advertises itself as, quote, one of the most diverse colleges in the Midwest. After outrage, MATC clarified in a public statement that four positions were eliminated and two new jobs were created. In that statement, the college said, quote, the Office of Multicultural Services existed solely to serve students who identify as a specific race or ethnic group. However, not all positions were eliminated. We created the Office of Community Impact and transitioned some employees there, end quote. That's not enough for members of the community who want to see MATC take a stand and support its students. Devin Hayden is a current student who spoke to the board.
To terminate multicultural is a betrayal to every principal that our staff, faculties, and students have worked for. What is a community without diversity? What is a community without inclusion? What is a community without culture? MATC deserves better.
Ultimately, MATC's board of directors did not take any action on the Multicultural Center at its meeting. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.